Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. I know it's a little bit early this week, but this week that's the Divrei Torah a little bit early. Can please daven for Yehuda ben Shifa, Hava David Feinstein Shlita. We know he's very, very sick. Hava David Feinstein Shlita. Hava Chaim Dov Keller Shlita, also very sick. Ava Meir ben Bela Fager. Ava Meir ben Bela Fager. So those four Yidden, if you can please daven for them, that you know. Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel. Yitzchak Chaim ben Hinda Sewell. 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 He's having a procedure done this week, so if you can please down for him also. And Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel. Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther. Yisrael Moshe ben Sipor Fega. Avam Yishiyahu ben Aviva. Yehudit bat Wina. Wachel bas Ilana. Chaya Malka bat Batsheva. Yekutiel Zalman ben Sawa. Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa. Chaya Malka bat Batsheva. Chaya Malka bat Batsheva. Miriam bat Sawa Rezel. Daphna Bracha, Zahava, Basfegaleya, Brina Bracha, Bas Wina, Wina, and Leah Pesha Bas Dina, Racha Bas Ilana, Baruch Bender, Ben Cyril, or Ben Ittel. If you can please down for all those cholim, I might have forgotten some. If I did, I really apologize. But you're down for all those cholim. So this week's parsha, Elu Dvarim Asher Diber Moshe Al Kol Yisrael. So the chida says Ela stands for Vak Lashon Hara, and I think Chazal says even the chida obviously brings down the Chazal. Even when you do tshuva over Lashon Hara, let's say you ask Reuven or Shimon or Rachel or Ilana, who you spoke Lashon Hara about, please forgive me, and they forgive you, and you do complete tshuva between you and Hashem, and between you and the fellow Jew, the fellow Yid you spoke about. But the Chazal said there's still a little bit of stain. There's still a stain on your neshama from the Lashon Hara or Vak Lashon Hara you spoke. And the only way to get rid of that is when you learn Torah. When you learn Torah, it gets rid of the stain that came onto your neshama from Lashon Hara. But of course, you have to do tshuva beforehand. So the Chida said, that's what the pasuk is saying, Eile dvarim asher diber el b'nei Yisrael, Eile, avak Lashon Hara. When a Jew speaks avak Lashon Hara, what did Moshe Rabbeinu speak to Christ? Dvarim, he spoke Torah. The only way to get rid of the stain from avak Lashon Hara, or Lashon Hara, is when you learn Torah, dvarim. The Chidush HaRim said another word. It says Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the whole Jews, the Kol B'nei Yisrael. So Chidush HaRim says Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to any Jew ever in history. He even spoke to us B'nei Yisrael here now, whether you're in Israel, whether you're United States of America, England, Canada, Australia, wherever you are, Switzerland, you know, wherever you are. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to every Jew who's even alive today. Moshe Rabbeinu is hinting that every Jew, because if you saw the, Moshe Rabbeinu first hinted to the Jewish people about the Aveiros, that, you know, because Moshe Rabbeinu was telling every Jew ever in history, even today, that there might be a meter of that Aveiro in you, in your side. In yourself, there's a meter of that Aveiro. And you have to make sure that meter does not come about, that meter does not flourish. The trait of that Aveiro inside of you does not flourish into an actual sin. Well, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said a little similar word, but he said Moshe Rabbeinu was now speaking to the next generation. The generation was going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was not speaking to the ones who did the Egel Azav, Chet Meraglim, Korach. He was speaking to a different one. Zakra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. But Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Jews, yes, your fathers did the Aveiros. You guys did not. But there's still that meter inside of you. That meter, that trait of the Aveira is still inside of you. And make sure it doesn't flourish. Make sure it doesn't flourish. You say all the time, Asi Avos Abanim, that what you learn from your fathers, obviously, and you learn from your mothers. You know, so make sure that Aveira, it's inside of you. But he was talking to the ones who were going to Eretz Yisrael. Make sure it doesn't flourish. Ah, so you're going to ask, but Becheta Meraglim, and if you look in Parshas Ekev, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal points out in Parshas Ekev, and in this week's Parsha, Moshe goes into depth about Becheta Meraglim and Becheta of Egel HaZahav. So why did he do those two aveiros? So I think the Walag said the pshat must be, because Chetam Meraglim, why did the Jews sin? Why did the Jews want to stay in the Midbar? Because they didn't want to give up the man, the Aniyah Kavod, Bear Miriam. They didn't want to give up the miracles they're having in the Midbar. So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, he was going into depth even with this generation who did not do the Aveira Chetam Meraglim, but he was going more into depth with them because he was saying, don't commit your sin. I know you guys are scared of me going to Eretz Yisrael because you got to work the land, and I'm going to die. And you're going to have to work the land. But don't repeat that sin. And by Egel Azav, why the Jewish people build an Egel Azav? Because the Satan showed the Bnei Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu did not die. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, please don't build an Egel Azav. And yes, I'm going to pass away, but Yehoshua ben Nun is taking over. And he's a Talmid Muvak, so please don't come. I know you're going to miss me, but don't make an Egel Azav. Go with Yehoshua ben Nun. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu went to those two Aveiros more in depth. Then it says, a sefer called Beis Ephraim, I think also Chanukah Satoywa said it also, but if you look, first of all, it says, Koach came before the Egel Hazav, Chatzewas Di Zahav. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, this is simple, I don't know if they asked that question, but it's a simple question. Chatzewas means Koach, and Di Zahav means Egel Hazav. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu switch around the order? Well, we know in the Torah, Koach came after Egel Hazav. So the pshat is, because Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Bnei Yisrael that when Egel Hazar happened, based on Rashi says this, that Moshe Rabbeinu went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to forgive them. Because they didn't hear Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros was in Lashon Yachid, singular. And Hashem, you only tell me, Moshe Rabbeinu. So they did not know the Isra about Anochi Hashem Olekecha, don't have another Almighty, don't do Avodah Zarah. They didn't know about this. Only I knew about it. But then Moshe Rabbeinu said, but by Korach, what did Korach say? Kulam Kedoshim. We're all holy. And I think it might be Rashi, who said Rashi was in front. We also heard Hashem by Har Sinai that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We heard the first couple of Aseres HaDibros. It wasn't only you, Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling that because of what you said by Korach, the excuse I did for you, Egel Zahav, doesn't work. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was giving him, kind of a tochacha. Then it says Elu Dvarim. So Devarim, the Walag says, well, what's Devarim? Devarim is the same numerical value as R1, but without a Vav. Same numerical value, it's 200. Devarim and R1 are 256. 256 is Devarim, and R1's the same numerical value, 256, without the Vav. What was Moshe Rabbeinu tell Bnei Yisrael and us today? Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Bnei Yisrael, Devarim, be like Aaron, be a Oif Shalom, Vodif Shalom. Relax, says, be a Oif Shalom, Vodif Shalom. Run after peace. Love every Jew. That's the only way you're going to survive in Eretz Yisrael and in future Golos. Then it says that Moshe Rabbeinu translated the Torah into 70 different languages. So I believe the Sfas Emes, quoting the Chiddush HaHirim, said, what's pshat of that? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Klai Yisrael, you can learn Torah even when you go to Galus. Even when you go to exile, you'll be able to learn Torah. We know today the Torah is in English, French, Spanish, besides Hebrew, of course. It's in all different languages. It's in Yiddish. It's in all different languages. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Even when you go to Galus, you'll be able to learn Torah. The Ksav Sofer said just a little different shot. The Ksav Sofer was saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, you're going to be in Galus. You're going to be living under Goyish rule, under non-Jewish rule. But you can still be a firm Jew under them. You can still steig in Torah. Meaning, don't give up the Torah. Don't say, we're living under Goyish rule. We can't learn, the Goyim are controlling us. We have to follow them. No, Moshe Rabbeinu said you can still learn the Torah then. And that's a little shot, a different shot, is that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, which is by the Sfasem and Chidush HaRim and the Ksav Sofer meant this, are hinting to, the only way you're going to remain a firm Yid, the only way you're going to remain a firm Jew in Eved Hashem, if you learn and live the Torah. And you can learn and live the Torah wherever you are, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, whether you're in America, Canada, Australia, England, France, wherever you are, you can learn and live the Torah. And you have to, because that's the only way you're going to survive in Galus. Then it says, Tafel Lavan. So Rashi says there's no such place as Tafel Lavan, but it's Tafel ala lavan, meaning it's a hint to how Moshe Rabbeinu was hinting to the Jewish people how they complain about the man. And Rabbi Gluck, who lives in Bow Park, I think he quoted his Rebbe, Moshe Wolfson Shlita, but he says lavan is chesed. And what's the ultimate chesed? The man. The man was chesed. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu was hinting them, you guys complained about the chesed Hashem gave you. The free food, which is the man. The man tastes like anything you wanted, but you complained about it. That's why it says tafa lavan. And I believe Rabbi Gluck said this. He said the pshat is that, so why during the 9 days, which you're going to have tomorrow night already, that you have to eat dairy? Because, and we can't eat meat? Because to realize that the 90s are really a day of chesed from Hashem. It's going to turn into the ultimate when Mashiach comes, and Tisha B'Av is going to be a yontif, which should come this year, Bekarov. Then it says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shnei Masar. It was talking about, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about the 12 spies. And Maral Diskin says, Shnayim is a manuch. Masai is a different trap than Asa. Shnei Masar, Shnayim and Asa have a different trap. Munach. Shnayim has a trap called Munach. And Munach is like there's a little break. Munach means you break between Shnayim and Asa. You do a little bit of a break between Shnayim and Asa. So the Maral Diskin said, why? Because to teach us, Moshe Rabbeinu said there were two spies not included in the Chetam Raglim, Kalev and Yehoshua. They were not included, and they're not included in the Musa Moshe Rabbeinu was given now. Then the Kesav Sofer says that Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parsha said to you guys told us that there were fruits in the Nachala, you know, even by Chet HaMeraglim. Why? So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to mention stress the Nachala? You know, that's what the spy said. So I think Mishnah Bikurim said we're the best fruits in the mountains, or even the hills, or even on the ground, but the Nachala is not the best fruits. But the Kesav Sofer said that when the spies came back, they said they were big fruits, even in the Nachala, even in the valley, where they don't usually have good fruits, they have big fruits. Meaning that the Maglim was saying, look, these guys are big, they're going to be hard to beat, look how big fruits they have, look how much they eat. I'm guessing that's what the Kesav Sofer is thinking. They're going to be hard to beat. And then it says, then another word, the Walag said this word that says, by Chetam Maglim, you guys push the elders, you know, to do your veva, but by Har Sinai, you guys did not do that. So the Walag said, the pshat is, well, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Musa, that, what are the Zakenim? Zakenim, that you pushed, by the Chet Maraglim, you guys pushed the elders. By Har Sinai, you did not. So we know the Misora. Moshe Gabel told Misina, Yeshua, the Zakenim, you know, Yeshua, Nevi'im, the Zakenim. We go by the Misora. And who's closer to Har Sinai? Your father, your grandfather, your great Zaidi. You know, we know the generations before us are closer to Har Sinai. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, by Har Sinai, you were following respect, you know, following what the elders were doing, because you know they were closer to Har Sinai. They were closer to even Mitzrayim. But Chet HaMeraglim, you were pushing them down, not going to them, what should we do? Should we go again? Should we tell Hashem we can't go there? So you guys should have went to your Zakenim, not push them down. Just like Har Sinai, you guys watched your Zakenim and you went to them and you watched what they did because you know they're closer to the Mesorah. Same too, by Chet Maraglim, you should have done the same, but you were pushing them down, saying you were greater than your Zakenim, and that you should not have done. The Toas Ava said, at the end of the part, Hashem Elkecha Imach Lo Chasisi. So Zak the Toas Ava, when you think Hashem is with you, when you really believe, when you really know Hashem's with you, la chasisi, you won't be lacking anything, because you realize that everything you got was from Hashem. You weren't lacking a thing. That everything you got was from Hashem. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. I'm going to leave you a story before I tell you the halachas. So we know the Satmar Rebbe's great Zaidi, or great Zaidi, is Yismach Moshe, and he was a Hele Good Tzaddik. So there was a Yid once, many years ago, selling, you know, antique, you know, writings, found all, you know, real writings, and he had one from the Yismach Moshe, and the old Teitelbaum Zatzal, who was a huge tzaddik, the first Satmar Rebbe here in America. Satmar Rebbe said to him, I'd like to see it, and he looked at it, and he goes, okay, how much does it cost? It goes $10,000. So Satmar Rebbe said, can you come back in a couple of days, and I'll tell you if I'm going to buy it or not. So the guy came back, and Satmar Rebbe said, I can't buy it. Some Rebbe said, yes, I really want to buy it. But that $10,000, I could go, yes, it might be great for me to get a Ksav Yad from the Yismach Moshe. But it would be great if I give the $10,000 to Jews who need it. Yidden who need the money, it would be great for me to give them the money than to buy a real writing from Yismach Moshe. And it just teaches you, especially here in the 3 weeks or 9 days, how it's so important to give up yourself to help out a fellow Jew. To make a fellow Jew happy is such a big mitzvah. And it's something where we view that it was even greater to help a fellow Jew than to get a real Ksav Yad from Yismach Moshe. Okay, I'm going to tell you halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbis. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. So, Rav Heshi Kahan says, during the 9 days, you can't do any tailoring. Or, man, let's say you got a hole in your pants, can't fix it in 9 days. But you're allowed to fix a car or a bicycle that you use. But it has to be, it can't be one that, you know, but it has to be a car or bicycle you use. You can't buy,
ask
your local Orthodox rabbi. These are halachas discussed at the Shabbos table. But Rav Heshi Kahan, connected with Zucker's yeshiva in Flatbush, said, you can't tailor. Like, let's say you have a hole in your pants, suit pants, or a hole in a dress. You cannot tailor it through the 9 days. You cannot get it fixed in 9 days. But, he said, if you have a car, your personal car or your personal bike that you use, I guess, regularly. I'm guessing he said your car and your bike can get fixed. That can get fixed in the 9 days. But I'm guessing that Rav Heshi Kahan is talking about a car you use and a bike you use. But a car and a bike you can fix in 9 days. Well, Shimon Ida Zatzal said, being that this year Tisha B'Av is on Wednesday, Thursday, so Thursday night is before Shabbos, so Shimon Ida Zatzal says that you can take a hot shower Thursday night, you can also start doing laundry Thursday night, take a bath, and start washing your clothing Thursday night, and take a bath Thursday night. The only thing you have to wait until Friday, you have to wait until Erev Shabbos, the Chatzos, to eat meat or drink wine or take swimming or doing music. Listening to music, or also you can shave. You can start shaving Thursday night. Thursday night you can start shaving. You can also shave Thursday night. So Thursday night, right after the fast, you can shave, do laundry, and take a hot bath because cover Shabbos. But what you wait till Friday, till Erev Shabbos and Chatzos is, you should wait till you listen to music till Chatzos on Friday, drink, eat meat or wine, and go swimming. But Shimon Ida Zatzal also said, during the 9 days, that you can use clothes, obviously you should not clean them, you should not wash them, but obviously if they wash before the 9 days, undershirts, underwear, and socks, you can wear them on the 9 days without stepping on them or without putting them on before the 9 days. Because we have a minhag that Tamo is Erev Rosh Chodesh, that before Rosh Chodesh, people put on the shirts, on the pants, but you do not need to do that with underwear, undershirts, or socks. That you can wear even though they're brand new, clean. Not brand new, I'm saying even though they were cleaned before. But they cannot be laundered during the 9 days, but you can wear them. We're talking about you can wear them even though you did not step on them or wear them before the 9 days. You can still wear underwear, undershirts, and socks even though you did not put them on before the 9 days. But you cannot laundry them. You cannot laundry them during the 9 days, but you can put them on even though they were never stepped on or what do you call it, a war before. But Shimon Ida Zatzal said that. I'd like to wish everyone a Gevaldik Shabbos. Bye-bye.